And we are just about ready to answer questions. But first, what we're going to do is say, okay, so if you've got a relationship, what do you do? Well, modify your diet. First, get rid of the dairy. That might be more than enough, in which case, you're done. Then, get rid of the alcohol. That might be enough, in which case, you're done. Next, get rid of all of your skincare products. Oh, your face is going to look pretty atrocious. However, if getting rid of dairy hasn't gotten you the results that you want, and getting rid of alcohol has not got you the results you want, then it's most likely what you're putting on your face. So nothing on your face, except you can put Vaseline on your face, or you can put castor oil on your face. That is it. And you can wipe it with a damp cloth. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing else on your face. And you'll actually see your face clear up. Now, it's going to be difficult for the first, maybe first 3 or 4 weeks, you'll feel like, oh my God, I wish I could put a bag over my face. But don't do that. It's okay. But that's what you have to do. And when I tried to wear makeup, even something simple like lipstick, decades ago now, I noticed that the lipstick actually damaged my lips. It made my lips dry and scaly, which meant that I would not be able to go without lipstick, right? Because it would look so bad. Then I realized, oh, it's a scam. They give you stuff to put in your body to make it look ugly, so you have to keep buying stuff to cover up the ugly mess that the makeup created. And that is exactly what the deal is. So, best, don't even get started. But if you got started, what the heck, it's never too late to quit. So, the next step, though, once you've stopped the dairy, stopped the alcohol, and stopped all of your beauty products, I do mean all, no cleansers, no toners, none of that stuff, no exfoliation, no debridement, forget it, fire your facial person, stop going to that spa. Once you've done that, and let's just say you still need a little more tweak, then the next step, of course, is to give up all of your processed foods. Yeah. Pizzas, the hot dogs, the hamburgers. And really, actually just stop eating out at restaurants. As bizarre as it sounds, stop eating out at restaurants. You'd be shocked. The mysterious illnesses I have miraculously cured by having people no longer eat out at restaurants. It's shocking, but true. All right, we have questions. Let's see what we got here. Where are we? Well, let's start with today. All right, Toinette in Indiana. Hi, Toinette. How are you?
Hi, can you... Dr. Daniels, can you hear me?
Are you there?
Hello?
Uh-oh. Hi, Toinette. Try it again.
Nope.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I can hear you now.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness. Okay. I have something that's a little strange, and maybe you can give me a clue what's going on. When I am sitting down and lean over to put on my shoes, I get a strong pain below my left rib. I hold that spot and sit up until the pain goes away. What could this be?
It's a blockage in your large intestine. Your large intestine takes a sharp turn right under your left rib, right there.
Wow.
And poop gets stuck there rather frequently. So that is what it would be, and that's actually a pretty common problem to have.
Pardon?
That's a pretty common problem. So when I was in medical practice, I had this one lady who had this pain in her, left under her left rib there, and it drove her crazy. And like yours, it would come and go, and it was positional. That's the tip-off is that it's positional. That means there's a gas bubble left, you're trying to get around it. So the simplest thing to do is to just take a quarter cup of castor oil and drink it, and go to the bathroom and sit in the toilet, and follow that castor oil with about a quart of warm water. And you're going to poop and poop and poop. You may have a little discomfort, but you're going to poop and poop and poop. And that'll pretty much clear it up. Some people have had to repeat it a second time, but that's it. That's it.
Okay. Let me me see if I understand this. A quarter of a cup of castor oil, and I wait, and this will produce a lot of bowel movements.
Correct.
And that's it. Only one quarter cup of castor oil, or did I miss something?
You might need to repeat it in about, I don't know, 4 or 5 days or something. But usually that's basically the cure. It's just to blast all the crap out of the intestines, and you have to follow it with a lot of water, and that'll push everything through. It's like a clogged drain pipe is really basically.
Oh my gosh. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Go for it. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have Steve in Alabama. Hi, Steve.
Oh, hello. This is Steve. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so about 16 years ago, I had that surgery where they do the bypass in your midsection for the blood circulation going down your legs because my right foot was swelling up, but they put the tube in, which seemed to help, but I still had ongoing neuropathy, a little bit of pain over the years. I quit smoking, I quit drinking the 2 liters of Coke a day, but then over the years recently I picked up drinking beer and less water, and I know that's a problem, so I'm going to fix that. But my below the knee, it's been swelling, getting really tight, just on the right leg, and right by my ankle, I've got this area that it's a wound. It's like it's an erupted wound. I didn't do anything to it, and it burns, it stings. You know, I've been throwing everything at it, you know, hydrogen peroxide, colloidal silver, DMSO. The DMSO helps the pain just a bit in about 2 or 3 minutes, but it definitely wears off. But it's not healing. I'm starting to lean towards it's a diabetic thing that I don't know that I am. I haven't really tested it, but I don't know what else to do. I'm doing everything internally I can, liposomal C and some good MSM sulfur, that's for skin. I'm getting the Great Lakes collagen coming. I'm taking everything else under the sun, Lugol's iodine and niacin, D3, the selenium, everything else I can think of. So I don't know, it's definitely a problem. It's painful. Like I said, it's like a burning sensation, like the nerves are just on fire.
Mm-hmm. What diet are you eating? What diet are you following?
Well, I eat what I can afford, and which isn't much. There's no restaurant, there's no fast food. I got rid of the TV dinners. I'm just, you know, I try to do like chili or pasta or something like that. Not a lot of vegetables yet. I'm trying to grow a garden, but very unsuccessful with that. As far as the leg swelling, those tinctures that have the garlic, the cayenne, the hawthorn, the white willow, you ever heard of those working at all to clear the circulation?
That's not your problem. So you got two problems. One is the hole in your leg is leaking and irritating you. The other one is the swelling.
Yeah.
Yep. So why don't we handle the hole in your leg, right? Patch the leak here.
Yeah. Sure.
So what's causing the leak is your pasta. So instead of eating pasta, why don't you eat some potatoes? So the pasta causes a deficiency of collagen, a deficiency of B vitamins, a deficiency of minerals, all of that stuff. So the pasta and anything like it, you need to stop eating. So anything like it means anything that has wheat as an ingredient, any processed food. A lot of people try and use income as an excuse for their diet, but you just need to make different choices. So look at it that way, that you're spending money on food anyway, so just spend money on different food. The other way to look at it is even if you're eating at a food kitchen, you can always get the soup. You know, you can still pick around and eat stuff that's going to be not so bad. But the cure, if there is a cure for this, would be the Great Lakes collagen. Everything else you're taking is pretty much a waste of time. And for a guy without much money, you're spending a lot of it. So I would say stop that other stuff. And spend your, I mean, you could Yeah, again, for a guy without much money, you take an expensive route. So Great Lakes collagen runs about $16 a pound, more or less. You probably pay low postage. That's pretty expensive stuff, $16 a pound. You could buy some pig's feet, I'm sure, for $4 a pound. Chicken feet might run you another $4 a pound. So that's going to be a much stronger level of collagen and give you much quicker results than any gelatin. So considering your budgetary situation, I would say stop all this stuff that's not working and eat some collagen.
And that's should I look into the diabetic thing at all? Buy one of those little meters off of Amazon or
No. So for a poor guy, you're really into spending a lot of money. I can bet you knock on your neighbor's door, one of them's gonna be diabetic. Five doors down, at least one diabetic is right there, right next to you. And if you say to them, can I borrow your meter? They'll say, oh my God, I have a drawer full of them. I'll give you one. So that's the truth about diabetic meters. It's nothing to check your blood sugar. Everyone's got a neighbor very close by who's diabetic. So the next question is, which blood sugar should you check? Answer, you should only check the first blood sugar of the morning. And that's it. That's the blood sugar you should check. If that blood sugar is less than 135, then your blood sugar is not the reason for any of your afflictions.
Okay, that's great, great. And the tendons in the ankle, they feel really tight. Does that have to do with the swelling probably?
No.
You think?
It has to do with your deficiency of connective tissue. And that's going to be fixed by you getting some good pig's feet and eating them.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time.
Yep, go for it, Steve. I think you can do it.
You're welcome.
All right, I've got Winnie in New York. Hi, Winnie.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good, okay. Hi. I have been doing a refined carb cleanse for the past 2 months. And I was getting a lot of mucus coming out. And I was only eating wild fish, organic and raw vegetables and salads. And I made my own almond milk with organic almonds. And I had a lot of energy. Then a couple of weeks ago, I went to Alabama to visit family. And the eating is atrocious with the people I know. And I couldn't really do my own food program. I started eating. I had to eat. Well, I didn't have to, but it was white bread. And I did my raw. And to make it easier for myself, I just made raw oatmeal. And I used almond milk and some regular milk. And I would put raw organic honey in it. And then I came home and I felt so tired. And I developed, when I would bend a certain way, I felt this horrible ache in my right side when you go from the navel and you go around to the right when I turn a certain way. And I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, of course I think the worst. And I get a CAT scan? Do I get an X-ray, an MRI? And then the thought came, maybe it's, gallstones. And I hadn't done the gallstone or liver cleanse in a long time. And I did the turpentine castor oil cleanse for the past 4 days. And that has lessened. So I'm wondering, do you think that it could be gallstone there? Is it still there? And I still feel a little tired, but that mucus and all of that stuff is coming up. And I'm coughing a lot, but it's all of that's breaking up. So I'm wondering, could that be that ache?
I think that you poisoned yourself with the raw oatmeal. No one should ever eat raw oatmeal. What happens when you eat raw oatmeal is it expands, explodes basically in your stomach, and blocks your intestines. And causes exactly. And then not only did you eat the raw oatmeal, but you put milk on it. So what's milk? Milk is one big stew of infectious organisms. So now you have them all inside of you, filled with parasites, nibbling away at you, making you miserable. And then you fed them with honey.
Mm-hmm.
So this was just terrible.
Ah, no wonder I feel so tired. Okay, so just stop all. And of course, I was drinking coffee, decaf, no, organic, but it's still coffee.
Right.
So just
solve the problem. The problem is raw oatmeal and milk and honey has formed a ball of well-fed parasites that had lodged in your small intestine. So that's the problem. So just to solve that problem, I think you should just stay focused. So drink tremendous amount of water and have bowel movements, and don't eat any more raw oatmeal or milk or honey.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Winnie. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. We have Joe in Arkansas. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Dr. Daniels. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Yes, I like to prevent from losing a tooth. I have gum tissue loss and would like your recommendations on how to take care of that.
Gum tissue loss. Why are you losing this tooth? Is it loose?
Yes, and I can see loss of tissue, gum tissue underneath the teeth.
So it doesn't hurt?
Pardon me?
Is there any pain? Does it hurt?
Yes, it does. I can't chew well now using that tooth.
All right. So you have to stop eating any and all sugar or wheat. So you got to do that. So no bread and no sugar. And no, none of these gluten-free products. Just switch to like potatoes or rice or something. Okay. And no, you know, no juices, no bottled or canned juices. Okay, so you got that figured out. The next thing is you have to eat a very high collagen source. I think the best thing probably would be cow's foot. That's a very strong collagen source. And that will stop the pain and tighten up that tooth. It takes about, get rid of the pain, takes about 3 days. And to tighten that tooth might take you, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. But that would be... that would be the way to go. So you have to make a soup out of this, and about 2 cups of that soup, 2 cups of that soup a day would do it.
Okay. What about gargling or squishing my mouth with wheatgrass and stuff like that?
I mean, it would keep you occupied, entertained, but it's not going to solve your problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Okay. Good luck.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. We have Penny in Virginia.
Hello, Dr. Daniels.
Hi, Penny.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Yes. I am 76 years old, and I'm in good health. When I was in my 20s, when I started college, I would get really, really sleepy during lectures, and this is a problem that's continued to this day, and I used to be extremely bloated to the point where my stomach was really hard, and I went even to the Mayo Clinic, and this was about 30 years ago, and the doctor said, oh, you have a fatty liver, but he didn't tell me what to do about it. So could you suggest what causes drowsiness after eating, or is it food, or and the best way to cure a fatty liver, a non-alcoholic fatty liver?
So what kind of diet are you following?
I eat mainly organic. I cook at home. I pretty much avoid processed food. I pretty much gave up dairy for Lent, so that was 2 months. And I can give up dairy again. I eat meat, but I eat farm-raised local meat. But I just went to Whole Foods this morning, and I got some little egg spinach quiches and some sausages, and when I went to church, I started nodding off.
Right. Okay, so probably just eat some liver. That'll get rid of the nodding off problem. And it'll help the fatty liver at the same time. So eat some liver. Calf liver is best.
I can get beef liver. I can't get calf.
You should get calf liver.
Okay. Another thing, you recommend eating brains, but don't you have to worry about prions?
Depends on which church you worship at and whether you're waiting for the Easter Bunny or not. So prions are about as real as the Easter Bunny. So you take your pick, what you choose to believe.
Oh, so you don't believe in mad cow disease?
No, there's no evidence of it. I mean, the medical industrial complex is very clear as to what constitutes scientific evidence, and the prion theory fulfills none of those criteria.
Oh. So do you think that the drowsiness was some kind of fatigue, or do you think it was been allergic reaction, or what?
Malnutrition. Eat the liver.
Oh, you think it was malnutrition.
Right.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your knowledge, and thank you for what you do.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye, Penny. Good luck.
Bye.
All right, we have Kenzie in Colorado, looks like.
Good morning, Dr. Daniels. How are you today?
Fine, Kenzie. Is it cold in Colorado, or is it getting warm?
Oh, no, it's beautiful in Colorado. It's going to be in the 70s today.
Very good. Okay, great.
So I have a little bit of a different case for you. The FDA finally decided to recognize breast implant illness.
Recognize what?
Breast implant illness.
Okay.
And I had breast implants in 2 years ago.
Do you have breast implants in right now? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay, got that. I'm with you.
And I really want to get them out, but it's going to be a while. It's very pricey.
Oh.
But in the meantime, what can I do to battle the chronic fatigue? I have chronic inflammation, which I am following an anti-inflammatory diet, and that helps a great deal. But I have chronic fatigue, and of course it has affected my thyroid and my gut and kind of thrown everything off balance, including my hormones. And I would like to know what you might suggest for something like this, since it's going to be a while before I can get the implants out.
All right. So I think we should put the implants aside for a minute, just like you've done, because you can't get them out, so we can't change them. But, chronic fatigue is generally can be localized to the adrenal glands and the hormones, to the female organs. All of these hormones are made from cholesterol. Your body does not have the ability to make enough cholesterol for all of its needs. So the thing to do would be to eat a very high cholesterol diet. And that would be something like bacon, calf liver. Those things are pretty high in cholesterol. You need to break them up with a little bit of vegetables and some starch. And you should notice your chronic fatigue going away and your hormones balancing themselves out.
Okay, so would it be safe to eat potatoes? Because normally for me, I gain a ton of weight with potatoes.
I usually recommend rice, but, potatoes are fine. But again, I don't think you should worry about your weight. I think you should worry more about just getting rid of the fatigue and the energy problems.
Okay.
So don't worry about
my thyroid numbers are off. I'm more on the hypothyroid side now, and my gut has been screwed up for 7 years, but now it's even worse. So everything's kind of gone haywire.
Yeah, so fix the cholesterol first, and most of your body's hormones are directly or indirectly related to cholesterol. So when you give yourself enough cholesterol, it's a cholesterol level of about 250 to 350, then you'll see a lot of things getting fixed.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck. All right, let's see. All right, a lot of interesting questions here. Okay, so what is the cause and cure of Meniere's disease? So Meniere's disease is basically considered to be a disease of the eighth nerve. And one way to look at it is the toxins have just settled basically in the eighth nerve. So the cure would be go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the report, follow the Candida Cleaner, but I would say add some bacon to that diet, and that should work pretty well for you. So you do have to drink the water, you do have to poop three times a day, and then once you're pooping three times a day and drinking the water, about maybe three or four strips of bacon a day, then you can start turpentine, and that should work nice. Dr. Davis, do you recommend spring water bottled at a pH of 6.2? Not at all. I do not recommend any bottled water because you just don't know what's in the bottle. You were not there. And 6.2 is a bit of a high pH anyway. All right, let's see. Can we use bone broth for schizophrenia to repair the gut? Well, bone broth will definitely repair the gut. I don't know about schizophrenia. I've never used it for schizophrenia. Would you recommend juicing vegetables for schizophrenia? Important thing with schizophrenia is cleansing. So I've had the best results for schizophrenia with really the Candida Cleaner protocol. Yeah, you can do some juicing, but really you need the bowel movements. And you can throw some juicing days in there, but I would not do, say, a long-term juice fast for schizophrenia. So flaxseed oil, the question, is one of the benefits. Flaxseed oil is basically an anti-parasite thing. And so what I've found is it doesn't have anything to offer above and beyond turpentine. And turpentine is much more convenient. It's once a day or three times a week versus flaxseed oil, which is several times a day. And flaxseed oil tastes pretty bad. Okay. All right, so tough to find questions here on chat rooms. So let's go take a look at the phone line. Demetria in Texas. Hi, Demetria.
Daniels, I have a question regarding fasting. We're going to begin fasting tomorrow for the month of Ramadan. We fast from sunrise to sunset. I was wondering, what are some good foods to eat in the morning that'll keep energy high? And I'm anemic, too, so...
So Ramadan.
What do you suggest?
Yeah, it's Muslim. Aren't there some foods that you guys don't eat?
What was that?
What foods are prohibited by your religion?
No, we can't eat anything, not even drink water, from sunrise to sunset.
So what foods are permitted are not permitted by your religion from sunset to sunrise?
Nothing. We can only eat before sunrise.
So you can eat pork?
No, we can't eat pork. We can eat anything but that. So beef, liver.
Okay. Yeah, so I would just say have a little bit of calf liver. So that's a very unhealthy fast, extremely unhealthy fast. So what I would say modify it a tad and just eat something in the morning before sunrise. So you shouldn't eat anything after sunset at night, even though I know it's a religious custom to have a big feast, but that's just going to create a lot of health problems.
Okay, so just eat in the morning, like calf liver and maybe lots of water.
Yeah. All right, we are going to commercial.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Doctor, doctor, this is the Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we are answering questions. All right, with Kathy in North Carolina. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a couple of friends that's on dialysis. Is there anything you can recommend? Kind of get the kittens going where they won't have to go, be on dialysis?
It depends on his problem. Some people are on dialysis because doctors are giving them drugs that are keeping them on dialysis. Other people are on dialysis because of their diets. So everybody has different reasons for being on dialysis. So probably what would make the most sense would be to do a discovery session. To go to drjenniferdaniels.com, and then we could sort out kind of what his situation is. And even if it is drugs, everyone's on different drugs, and the question is which drugs do you stop first? So it's not, you know, one size fits all kind of thing.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Okay. So people are asking about different types of waters, like bottled water, bottled spring water. So my feeling is that bottled water is just different degrees of badness for many reasons. One, you don't know what's in the bottle. You weren't there. You didn't pack the bottle. You don't run the company. You really don't know what's in the bottle. That's number one. Number two, a lot of times the casing, whether it's a plastic casing, which might leach plastic into the water and destroy your health that way, or even a glass, you may be getting organisms growing in the water. So it's just not really worth it. And over time, the cost of bottled water is much, much, much higher than distilled water. So your average distiller cost of $200, even $350 is paid for, more than paid for, over the course of a year. So what I do is I distill my own water, and if I want it in a bottle, I pour it into a bottle for my day's hike or whatever my reason is. So that's the water story. Okay. Herpes simplex virus type 2. Do you believe this is an immune response or a sexually transmitted disease? So I do not believe this is a sexually transmitted disease. There's really no evidence of that. Why? Because if someone has herpes and they have sex with a whole bunch of people, not everybody they have sex with has a herpes outbreak. So that's the first clue that this is not a sexually transmitted disease, or that having sex is not the whole answer to causing it. So so one question might be, well, how come people who are sexually active get it? Good question. So when people who are, when people have sex, there's a certain amount of friction there. And the friction causes cells to be removed from the skin. It's kind of like a mild abrasion. And so there's a healing response there. And the healing response is your body dumps any waste or impurities or whatever that it doesn't need, it dumps it right there. And so if you happen to have herpes virus circulating in your blood, boom, it's going to get dumped right there. So that is the sexual transmission situation. So even if you use condoms, for example, you can still have a herpes outbreak because the herpes is from your own body. Now, next question is, well, wait a minute, how do you stop that? The answer, the way you stop that, is you accelerate the repair process of your skin. And so you can accelerate that repair process by, you know, if you're into processed stuff, take some gelatin. Or you can eat, you know, again, animal collagen, which is pig's feet, chicken feet, cow's feet. All of those things are very high in collagen. So, you know, a lot of people, they go to court, they sue their partner. Oh, my God, it gave me herpes. It's ruined my life. Yeah. So the courts are instructed to make these decisions from time to time in order to bolster and give credibility to the medical industrial complex. You can't really go a lot by these court decisions. For example, I think a dentist was convicted of giving AIDS to and killing his patient in Florida many years ago. Of course, now what we know is that there's no evidence that AIDS causes any, or the virus, HIV, human immunodeficiency virus, causes any disease at all. And most people who test positive for it are absolutely healthy. So that dentist gave her this illness or this virus, maybe so, maybe no, but that was a cause of her sickness, absolutely not. And of course, she was very compliant. She took her recommended HIV or AIDS drugs, and we know now, you know, research is very clear, people who take those drugs die pretty quickly. So this brings us back to the herpes situation, which is simply that the whole transmissibility thing is not, you know, it's not what we thought it was. And these court findings, you know, the courts are controlled by the same government that certifies the doctors and the drugs. So obviously they're going to come with a finding that exonerates that whole industry and promotes whatever theory the industry is putting forth. So that's that story about sexually transmitted whatever. Is it okay to distill rainwater in my distiller? I think so. Yeah, distillation is pretty much distillation. It's pretty straightforward. All right, we have Nas Neba in Canada. Hi, Nas Neba.
Hi, how are you, Dr. Jennifer Daniels?
Pretty good.
Good. I'm just calling. There's a caller before me that was talking about Muslims fasting in Ramadan.
Right.
And I have a question relating to that. I'm Muslim. I'm going to be fasting 30 days. So the caller was saying she's fasting from dawn till dusk. So we're only allowed to eat like before the sun rises in the morning, and when the sun sets at night, which is around 8 o'clock here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the morning, it's around 4:30 in the morning. We have to wake up before that and eat something. So,
right, so
we breakfast and we eat dinner, but we can't eat like anything in between, basically. My question is, I take Vitality capsules, and I don't know if I should take it, because will it dehydrate me without drinking enough water? Because it's like a 16-hour day, right?
Are you not allowed to drink water either?
We're not allowed to drink water during that time. So we're only allowed to drink water, like, say, before 4:30 in the morning, before the sun rises. And then sunset, which is, you know, that's when we can break our fast.
So what are you doing? What are you doing for between sunset and sunrise? Are you eating a regular diet, or what are you up to?
No, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to eat a. So after the sun sets, you can eat, which is 8 o'clock in the evening.
Right. So what
you can eat a regular diet, and then until the morning, which is 4:30 in the morning. After that, you can't eat anything again.
So most people I know who do this Ramadan thing, they eat quite a bit between sunset and sunrise. They eat as much as they would have eaten during the day.
Yes, that's
is that
true.
Fresh?
Sorry?
Is that what you're going to be doing?
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm not going to eat as much as I can, but I mean, eat what I can, right?
Right. So, yeah, so take your Vitality capsules with that evening meal, because you have to move that junk. You have to move the junk out.
Okay. And then drink the water during that time.
And also in the morning when you get up, drink water.
Drink more water. Okay. And it wouldn't dehydrate me during the day because I'm not drinking.
No. In fact, what's going to happen, because you're eating after sunrise, that stuff you're eating is more likely to stay in your gut and ferment and cause you a lot of problems. And so the Vitality capsule will actually make your fast a lot easier.
Okay. That's great. I'm happy I called. Thank you for. Sorry, I wanted to clarify because the other question was kind of. I didn't understand it, so I just wanted to call in and get it clarified. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye bye.
Okay. So people are talking about almond oil, jojoba oil, and different types of oils for their face. Again, keep it simple. Vaseline or castor oil. I have tried so many oils. I have tried olive oil. I've tried jojoba. I've tried almond. I've tried, you know, fancy other beauty oils from Japan. And really, nothing beats castor oil or Vaseline. A lot of people, wonder about blacks, and they don't get wrinkles, they look so young. It's not the jojoba oil, and it's not the almond oil. I'll tell you that right now. I have to tell you a funny story. So my daughter, right, so you know she's got brown skin, right, she's African American. She's asking me about all these different oils, jojoba, and almond, and coconut, and avocado. I'm like, Lillian, you were born with the answer. Just use Vaseline. Don't need to break the budget. Just go for it. So, no need to complicate it. No need to break the budget. The answer is pretty straightforward. My question, is it bad to put raw whole oat groats in a smoothie? It's generally not a good idea. I'll just leave it at that. The problem is the whole oat groats are dry, and they do soak up a lot of water. So if you're going to put whole oat groats in your smoothie, you need to add a lot more water. But you got to ask yourself, why are you putting the oat groats in your smoothie? There's a question. And I don't know the answer. Are there any sexually transmitted diseases? There are diseases that you can get through sexual intercourse from another person. But generally, whether or not you get them has more to do with the condition of your immune system than with the other person's situation. Dr. Nance, you recommend almond milk on the Candida protocol. I don't recommend any MYLKS. So I don't recommend any of the fake milks. But the question is, can you drink tea using almond milk in the Candida protocol? Yeah, it's better not to. I would just dilute your tea. Is everyone born with the herpes strand? Most will either born with it or get it pretty soon, because it's the same as chickenpox. They just rename it so they can give you a different story about genital herpes and about herpetic outbreaks of the skin as an adult. So they'll call it herpes, genital herpes, they call it shingles, they call it chickenpox, all the same thing. So obviously, if you have chickenpox outbreak at the age of 3, and you get genital herpes at the age of 18 or 19, genital herpes is not something you caught from somebody else, right? Yeah. And hey, if it's sexually transmitted at 18, how come it's not sexually transmitted at 65, So what we have is basically a form of social control by the medical complex promoting a different story around each different type of herpes. Okay, so what do you think about lectins? Again, we have to put that right down there with the Easter Bunny. Okay, there's Stacy in Tennessee. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Dr. Daniel. I have a situation here going on with my body, and I just don't understand. I wasn't feeling well last summer, and I was being real bloated all the time and gassy. And I said, okay, I need a cleaning out. So I went on YouTube and saw a recipe, you know, for bloating where I can detox, which was coconut oil and lemon juice. After a couple hours, you know, I went to the bathroom numerous times, and I felt better for that moment. But then a couple of weeks after that, I still went right back to being bloated and gassy. And then I found your YouTube video about the turpentine and castor oil cleanse. And I did that finally a couple of weeks ago. And but before I did that, I started experiencing symptoms of fatigue, dizziness, loss of energy. But that feeling prompted me to prepare myself to do the turpentine, because I said, okay, if I do the turpentine, I should feel better. Well, I went on and I did it. And you know, with the turpentine, the protocol called for eating certain food and staying away from protein. But even though I was doing that, you know, the dizziness and the fatigue was so overwhelming, I had to cheat a little bit and eat some protein in order to continue with the protocol. I only got as far as day 3 in succession. I started with 1/8 tablespoon, then 1/4, then I stopped at a half after a half because I was extremely, extremely dizzy and weak. And I said, I can't continue with it. So I didn't do the 4th day. But, you know, a lot of stuff came out. No parasites. I didn't see any parasites. And then a few days after that, I woke up feeling so horrible. I went to a walk-in clinic. And they checked me out for everything. They said, I don't have diabetes. They don't understand why I'm experiencing dizziness, fatigue, loss of energy. And the doctor said, I bet you're vitamin B12 deficient. He said, so I gave you that test, and you'll have the results tomorrow. So when he called me back the next day, he said, oh, I can't believe it, Stacy. You don't have a B12 deficiency. You have too much B12. You're over 2,000. He said, you need to get off B12 right away. So that was understandable because I was taking a lot of B12 because I was just so fatigued and so weak. You know, I didn't know what to do. So now I'm still at that point. They're saying I'm not diabetic, but I'm experiencing like some hypoglycemia symptoms because I'm getting real, real weak, still dizzy. But whenever I eat protein or avocado or peanut butter, my energy comes up. I feel like myself. But then 2 hours later, I'm down again. And it can come at any time. And then I went online and found this guy, he had hypoglycemia, and he said to eat raw steel oats. Here we go with oats again. And been doing that, and that's the only thing that's been kind of keeping me stable, but only for a little bit. And I'm not diabetic, they say, and I really don't know what's going on, so I don't know if my liver is beginning to act up on me, or pancreas, or if I should do the turpentine cleanse, continue with it. I don't know, maybe you can help.
So you say that the oats are helping you a little bit? What does that mean, a little bit? Do they help for an hour, 2 hours?
2 hours. And then I'm right back to week.
So I think you need a longer acting energy source and a broader nutritional base. So basically what went wrong here was when you did the coconut oil and lemon juice and you pooped out a lot of nutrients. So that's so you started the turpentine preparation, if you will, in a state of deficiency. Did you get the report at vitalitycapsules.com and you read it?
Yeah, and I took everything. I bought the Shilajit. I was on everything. You said take Shilajit 4 times a day. I was taking it every day. you know?
I didn't say take Shilajit 4 times a day, right? That's not...
Oh, I'm sorry. Not 4 times a day. 4 days out of the week. I'm sorry.
Okay. So
4 days a week.
Yeah, you need to rebuild yourself. So what you would need to do is eat some calf liver.
I've been eating calf liver, but I guess I got to eat it every day.
So when was the last time you ate it?
About 2 weeks ago.
So that was before all this started?
No, I was actually eating the calf liver. I was actually cheating on the turpentine protocol because I needed that meat to keep me going. So I would fry a liver, cut it up in 3 pieces, and then eat a piece every day. No,
four to 8 ounces of liver a day.
Okay,
that's a half pound.
Okay, 4 to 8 ounces of liver a day. Every day. What about my B12 levels? Would that, because they said I was over 2,000?
Ignore it. It's water soluble vitamin. You'll piss it out. It's not a big deal. So if you stop taking B12 supplements, you'll do just nicely. It'll pee out and it'll come back down to normal.
Okay. Because, you know, they had told me, they said, well, come back in a couple of weeks, and if it's not down, then that tells us your liver is breaking down. So that was kind of scary.
Well, did they tell you anything to do that might be helpful?
No.
Then is there any reason to go back?
No.
There you go.
No, I just want to feel like myself again. And you're right, I really feel like that coconut oil and lemon juice detox drained my body of everything. Because, I mean, you know, I had a lot of bowel movements. I mean, a whole lot. And I was at the point where I was getting scared. I'm like, I'm going too much, you know. So I was never myself once I did that. But I was thinking that maybe it didn't take out the parasites and the candida because, you know, I took a lot of antibiotics when I was younger because I had a throat issue, and they would give me antibiotics all the time, and it helped. And now that I'm older, I realize I did my body injustice by doing that. So I was figuring I have a lot of candida and parasites, and, you know, that's why I wanted to do the turpentine, even though I figured that detox had, you know.
Sounds like your immediate problem now, which is dizziness, tiredness, and loss of energy, that's going to be handled best by eating the half pound of calf liver a day. And you eat it, you have to eat it with, you know, liver, salt, pepper, onions. You want a little bit of carb, maybe a spoonful of rice, and some vegetables and a salad. So the liver is super, super dense nutrition, so you've got to put cooked vegetables, raw vegetables, a little bit of starch with it.
Okay, and should I just eat it once a day, or should I eat it twice a day every day?
Eat it before noon, so if you have to split it up in 2 meals to get it down, then you can do that.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'll try it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, goodbye. Good luck. All right, we have time for just one more question. Tashara in North Carolina.
Hi, Dr. Daniels.
Hi there.
I was calling to see how effective
are the V-Steam treatment.
The what?
The V-Steam or Yoni Steam treatments where they're using the herbs to steam the vagina to help with, like, fibroids or menstrual periods and things like that.
I don't recommend any of that, so I can't really comment on it. I don't recommend it. I haven't used it. I don't have experience with it. I don't follow it.
Okay, as far as you saying not recommend, do you feel like it's something bad, or?
I'm not really understanding you. Can you just kind of spell it, maybe?
V like as in vagina. So it's a pot with herbs in it, and the herbs are, you know, herbs that are conducive to whatever your ailments are. Say if you have cysts or fibroids or whatever, but there's certain herbs in there that you steam, and you actually sit over them and like a little steam. You sit over the steam of those herbs, and it's supposed to help with people that have like cysts or fibroids or heavy menstrual periods and things like that as like a temporary relief and help over time to help alleviate those.
Well, temporary relief, that tells you right there it's not going to cure anything. So when people tell you they're giving you temporary relief, there's your answer right there, that it's not going to work.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have to listen carefully to what people are telling you. I've never used the therapy. I never recommended it. I don't know anyone who's ever used it, so I can't say. But if they're telling you they're giving you temporary relief, then they pretty much told you it's not going to work.
Okay, so what would you recommend to help rejuvenate it? I'm sorry?
Rejuvenate what?
Rejuvenate the vagina. Like, a lot of people are experiencing, like, vaginal dryness and things like that. What helps rejuvenate it and tighten it and, you know, make it lubricated again and things like that?
So you have to be very specific about what you're talking about. Okay, so if you want your vagina to be lubricated and, you know, you want it to be more functional, then what you want to do is eat a high cholesterol diet. So you want lots of cholesterol in your diet. Cholesterol is a precursor of your sex hormones. So if you give your body a lot of cholesterol to eat, you raise that cholesterol level up to 250, 350, your vagina will be in very good shape. It'll be lubricated, functional, and you'll surprise yourself.
Okay.
That's it. That's what you do.
Do you not like corn? That's another question.
We're out of time. We've got about 30 seconds left. I didn't hear the question.
Corn. How do you feel about corn? Eating corn, like the vegetable corn.
I eat corn in the United States because it's pretty much all genetically modified.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We are done for the week. We'll see you again next week. As always, think happen.
I saw there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.